Forever Dog.
I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation.
I don't feel pain anymore. Guess what? I feel free. I don't feel pain anymore. Guess what, baby? I feel free.
I wonder if you're No, you stuck a claw in there.
Hey man, hey, I don't appreciate how you didn't check on me.
I was for the first like 5 seconds, like few seconds. I was like, did he really? Because I know you're outside. I'm like, did he trip? Did he actually? It was that convincing.
Yeah, but you didn't ask if I was all right.
Well, I had to see where you went, man. Cause what happened?
Nah, F that, man. You were supposed to say, "Are you all right?" And then I was supposed to be like, "I don't feel pain anymore." But you ruined it.
How did I ruin it?
Because you inconsiderate. Hold up. You ruined it because you inconsiderate.
Nah, what happened was you thought what was gonna happen was gonna happen, and whatever, man. I don't care. It was you. Pretty much did the whole Peter Griffin scrape his knee thing, and blended it into Kitsy Ghost.
Man, whatever. I'm moving forward, dog. I'm reborn. I'm moving forward, man.
That's the best song.
I like that song. The way you can't have that song without Free. We'll talk about it.
We'll talk
about
it.
Hey, man, it's the Pookie A Podcast. Your boy, Rob Hayes.
Nah, it's the Pookie A Podcast. I'm just stealing from IHOP. IHOP.
Man. Golly, man. Whack already.
What are you talking about, man?
We already know.
I embrace,
man,
the burgers.
It's all part of the Nathan Fielder plan, man. Don't fall for the trap, man.
I don't even get that connection.
You know
connection.
What I'm saying? Dumb Starbucks, IHOP. Come on, man.
I gotta go check it out. I gotta see what they're about.
What do you mean you gotta see what they're about? They still about pancakes.
I mean, you mean to tell me that the menu didn't change? They just changed the name?
They changed the sign, man. It ain't even real, man. It ain't even real, man. It's to make room for a little smiley, you know what I mean? For a little smile.
They did it.
That's it.
Maybe they're in cahoots with the government. Maybe they're in cahoots with the FCC because they know that today was the first day you lost net neutrality.
Maybe Denim Tears and them are working together. You know what I'm saying?
It
the
makes
MAGA
sense.
Hat, IHOP, it's all one big.
It's all performance art.
You know,
you flip one letter upside down the same way Kanye's trying to flip the meaning of a hat. It's all dumb, but I could see it.
We should have a song with T.I. where we talk about IHOP.
Oh, man, all right. This is getting, we've gotten very, I feel like we've already strayed a bit. What's up, man? How you doing?
Man. I'm going through it right now, man. It's pretty tough out here just because it's like, you know, I restarted listening to Daytona last week. And then, you know, I realized that I like Daytona way more than I thought I did. And Infrared, I really love that beat. And I ain't give it a chance because right after I heard it, the Doopy freestyle came out. So then I'm still listening to Ye because that's what everybody want to ask me about. Then Friday, Kids See Ghost came out. It's just like, man, I like sitting on my Ye album, man.
Yeah.
You got Ye album after Ye album after Ye album. And like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not complaining, you know, but it's just like, it's a lot at one time. And yeah, and I feel like people complain about 7 tracks, but I got 21 tracks. Who got 7? I got 21 right now and 7 more coming. You know what I'm saying?
14 more coming. we far from done. I feel like I definitely agree with that. I don't feel like it's too much. I feel like I'm not getting enough time, like, to just, you know, take it in. Like, how do you feel about an album 2 weeks later? I barely know. I just got here. Now I got to listen to this whole new project so we can talk about it.
Yeah.
But here we are talking about it.
Here we are talking
what's
about
your, what's
it,
your man. First reaction?
My first reaction, let's see. I got home Thursday night after seeing Hidden Fences in L.A. Shout out to Jordan Temple.
Shout out to Jordan. Shout out to my Nick.
Shout out to Black Podcast Network. I've been owing them a shout out for a long time. They put up Black Podcast, so shout them out. Shout out to Ice Cream Melts, a suicide prevention organization that I've been talking to a lot about the Ye album and everything. And if you know, if you're going through it, if you you know, need to talk to somebody, need something, you know, some kind of resources for, you know, mental health and mental wellness, please reach out to somebody. If you in Atlanta, you can reach out to Ice Cream Melts, but there's plenty of places wherever you're at if you're going through something. And that's something that I meant to say the last episode. But so I got home on Friday morning and it was not streamable. It was not on Tidal. It wasn't on Spotify. So I had to watch the stream. And so I'm watching the stream.
What was on the stream? I didn't watch the stream. Like, was that every location or was it just one?
It just looked like, I don't know. It looked like a fire. And then it was like some wide shots of some stuff. And then it was, you could see Kanye and Cudi and people with, you know, the Kids See Ghost Party and everything. And it's just really, I was just really listening to the music. Like, it wasn't like the visuals were just like, it wasn't like Yeezy Season 3 or even like the week prior, you know. It's just more about, it was really more about the music. It was very dark, you know?
Yeah. I mean, but like, okay, so you listen to the song. I remember I didn't get to watch any of that. And this was the first one I was worried that something had went wrong. Like, oh shit, he's actually not going to deliver, you know, a release, or it's going to be late or something. Because it wasn't showing up as immediately as Ye did. I feel like Ye came out.
When that merch was available, I knew it was available. I knew we weren't going to have no shirts out there with no music to go with the shirts.
Mm.
But what did you think of that album? I mean, I personally think it's a Cudi album.
Yeah, I feel like Kanye's like a guest star on a Cudi album. Or he's just like a frequent, you know. He's not, all right, he's like a guest star, but also kind of like a hype. Kind of a hype man for Cudi, if that makes kind of sense.
It's like how 50 Cent was on the documentary. It's the cosign Kanye never really gave. Kanye normally lets you, like, you had to prove super yourself.
True. Yeah.
He'd give you one track and the rest was your body of work. You tell your story. And this was like, you know, this was a collaborative album, but it felt like 70% Cudi, you know what I'm saying? 29% Kanye and 1% Mos Def. Also, Yasiin Bey's in there, you know what I'm saying? Party Next Door is in there. Pusha T makes a surprise appearance.
He starts it all off. I was like, oh, they messed up the tracks. This is supposed to be in here. This must be a Pusha cast off.
He said, you bust down a rolly, I bust down a brick. But it took me a long time to realize that a rolly meant like rolling weed, not a Rolex. So I was like, I'm not holy man. I ain't busting no Rolex. But now I get it.
I mean, I feel like that ain't even really like where it started, because we all know exactly.
I just defeated love.
I was talking about the other beginning. We knew like when it really, really started, went out of nowhere. Like, all right, how's Kanye going to enter this album? Because we already had Cudi start us off. We already had Pusha T drop a nice verse. What is Kanye going to do? And it's probably like the least expected thing where he's just like...
Yo, man. Hey, man. Designer, man. Come on, man.
Designer,
I feel bad for
I really hope Designer, you know, wasn't like looking through like a window at what was going on while they were recording it. Like,
come on, man. how did he feel at the listening party when he's just like, hey, hey man, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I pitched God like 2 years ago. I was like, you know, I don't even just. But you know, sometimes I was like, Kanye, listen to this.
Zay's like, I average 42 gats a minute. Come on.
Come on, man. Come on. Designed to do that literally in his sleep.
Yeah.
That's how he snores. And that's how. And that's how they do. I was offended, man. As a designer fan, I was offended. You know what I'm saying? I feel like God Out Our Dreams record label really should have, you know what I'm saying, allowed designer to be on that track, man.
I mean, it's a missed opportunity, but it's still dope. Give it to him. I don't know. I feel like I feel like this song and like a lot of songs, it kind of just, I got like an anthem vibe to it.
Oh yeah, that's why I hate about them messing up the track listing.
Yeah,
because you got to hear this one first. This one sounds crazy in the middle. This one sounds like the album's about to start for real if you listen to it in the middle.
I don't even. I think when I first downloaded it, this was at the end. I think on Apple Music. Yeah, I could be wrong.
It was like, what are y'all doing? Yeah, because like when I heard it, I was like, they should have put this one first. The rest of it, I didn't really. You know, I went back and looked at the whiteboard, and then I was like, let me listen to it in the order of the whiteboard. You know.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Was it? Wait, what does the whiteboard match? Does it match the final order?
It's slightly different. It's very similar, but it's slightly different.
Okay. But all the songs are on there, or is it anything different?
There might be a song. There might be different names, but you could figure out like what they are, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
yeah, man.
Go to the next. Like, I feel like, you know what I appreciate? I will say this. If somebody was to ask me which one I like better, just to give an initial thing, I kind of like Yay better, but I might be just because of like the mood I've been in lately, and just like, but I, because I know these are two.
You talking
different...
about killing me?
A little bit, you know, when you try to come at me over the intros. All
right,
but you
all
know,
right.
I love myself a little too much, so if I thought about that, of course, I'm thinking about you. I'll say, I do think Kanye's rhymes are better on this.
Oh yeah.
I feel like this
is that one song where he was like, it took too long for me to figure out how to rhyme on it.
Which one is that?
That's me paraphrasing. It might be Kids See Ghosts. It might be Montage. I don't know, man. I haven't had enough time.
Cause I know Fire. Fire is probably my second favorite song. It's Reborn and Fire.
Really?
Probably, yeah. I think. I think so.
Nah, I love that Fourth Dimension, dog. That song could go on any Kanye album. That song, that beat could go on Dropout. That beat could go on Late Registration. That beat could go on a mixtape. That beat could go on 808s. That beat could go on any Kanye. Oh, like that thing's hard.
Yeah, you're right.
Like,
I mean, the thing is, like, all the sounds on this one are like. Man, I don't like. I feel like if I heard, I gotta hear this. Like, if there's a tour, this is probably the album I'd probably be like most.
It's like I wish Kanye worked more, like, cause it feels like that Indica and Cudi, but it feels like Kanye's like ear and curation on it. You know,
there's so many sounds.
I love how they put. Okay, so like on Yeezus and Pablo. They would just cut off a song with the like another sample, mm-hmm. and then they like he's like playing with it on here on Fourth Dimension when it's like and then it starts with the like just 2.5 minutes. That's really all you need for a song, and the song is 2.5 minutes, not counting that part. Like it's oh so genius.
Yeah.
And then some people were saying that 7 tracks is 24 minutes, 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week. I was like, yo, y'all wild. Y'all are wild.
I gotta go. I don't know. I think because I like the
But Fourth Dimension is not my favorite. That's just above Fight, in my opinion.
I can see. I mean, yeah, I'm not gonna argue with that at all. I definitely see that. I think I haven't had enough time to like fully, like, come to like an individual appreciation of each song the way I want to. Just because I like when we talk about like this is like Kanye's like a guest star on like a Kid Cudi album. It's because it feels like it's like an album that Kid Cudi needed to show like him getting over all the shit that he was going through. Like all, like them when they were like that weird like mini beef for a second, then they're hugging at like St. Pablo tour, and this is like everything after, like how do you get out of that, and then Kanye's going like his own thing, but it's not the same. It kind of parallels, but it's not exactly the same experience, but it's mainly like writing, you know, the
Cudi thing. Shout out to the Ye saying, like, okay, so yikes, last week I was talking about how Kanye is he the first rapper? Is he the first black person to do DMT? And then the Yeasayers got on me and was like, hey, Cudi been talking about DMT. Cudi was talking about DMT on Mr. Solo Dolo in part 2 with Kendrick. I'm like, okay, I used to skip that on Indica to get to Michael Bolton. All right. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got me. You know what I'm saying? Then they found these tweets of him tweeting about DMT, tweeting articles about DMT, tweeting about doing DMT, and then it was like, dang, all right, so Cudi been on that DMT. And I really think that Free and Reborn are both about being on DMT. I feel like Free is like I don't feel pain anymore. I feel Free is like about being on DMT, you know? I feel like Reborn is like what did you learn from that? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm reborn. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because on the last album, he said, I died and came back off DMT, huh? And then, you know what I'm saying? On this album, you know, I'm so reborn. I'm moving forward. I'm so reborn. Like, come on, man.
I think different. I thought that this was more like, I'm off the drugs, same way as Kanye is like off them. Like they talk, I feel like the thing that's
DMT's
saving
is that powerful drug that got you off them drugs. It's like, I done seen some stuff, I ain't doing nothing else. I'm good, I'm good.
Because they talk about God, they drop like God, not just in like
you'll
a rhyme
see him
thing.
Too if you on that stuff.
They
man.
Talk about
man,
praying.
I had an out of body experience, dog.
What
I was listening to this album, I had an out of body experience. I looked at my fingerprint. It started moving. I stared at it, and then I started seeing all these colors. I seen my subconscious. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't in my body anymore. Then I saw a ghost, man. It was a lady on top of the ghost, and she spoke to me. She whispered in my ear. You want to know what she said?
What'd she say, Rob?
She said, whoopity scoop.
Yo, we get it.
Scoopity whoop. Whoopity scoopity doop. Whoopity scoop doop. Scoopity whoop. That's what she said, dog.
Wait, we get a whoop in here.
He do a whoop.
We do.
That's how I know. That's where he got the whoopity scoop from, man. The whoopity scoop was from his deep subconscious.
Oh, we didn't get a whoop. It's a scoop.
It's a scoop. Yeah.
I feel free.
Scoop. Free. Scoop. Yeah. You heard it too.
Oh man. I got really hype. I was like, validation, finally, because it was tough. It's weird how like we joked about Whoopty Scoop when it came out, but when people don't get a scoop or a whoop, you really feel like that's the new like.
What if it's a scoop on every album? So okay, what would Meek Mill do? You know what I'm saying? What would you know how you respond to the Hater J? Whoop scoop whoop whoop whoop. Whoop. You know what I'm saying? Then you got Lift Yourself, so he ain't doing on Ye.
Mm-hmm.
So then. You know, but then he scream on Ye. You got plenty of, you know what I mean? You got enough to work with on Ye. Then he come back, kids see ghosts. He give you one scoop. You know what I'm saying? You don't get a whole, you ain't earn enough to get two scoops, you know? You got stuff to do today. You get one scoop.
You think Nas will shut down the Whoopty Scoop?
Nah, Teyana Taylor definitely gonna get these scoops. You know what I'm saying? She gonna get some whoops and some scoops. And you know, Nas, he gonna have to sneak it in. I feel like Nas gonna, you know, you don't want to disappoint Nas like J. Cole did with his disappointed self. Jermaine.
Oh man, I was waiting. Like, I feel like we've done good. What were we, 20 minutes in, first shot at J. Cole. That's actually progress if you think about it.
Usually. Well, hey, I'm not doing. Hey, okay, I made it. I made up.
Wait, up what?
I made up with the number two Kanye podcast, watching The Throne yesterday on Twitter. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, we are cool. You know, I'm not going to take shots at them anymore. So somebody got to get these rounds, you know what I mean?
Why got to be Jay? There's so many other culprits out here.
Yeah, Issa Rae, you're right. You're right. You're right. All the insecure references we done made on this podcast. I can't. You know what? Kanye got me out here by myself. I can't mess with Jay-Z no more. I can't mess with J. Cole no more. I can't mess with Issa Rae no more.
You on an island.
Come on, man. Come on, man. You out here living with Daniel, and you gonna have the nerve to say something about Kanye in front of Kim Kardashian, man.
Oh, get Kim was here. There? I didn't know that.
Yeah, she was there, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what you doing out here making Kanye black when it's convenient? All the black people he done put on? Ain't Kid Cudi still black? Ain't Nas still black? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he ain't put on Nas.
Come on, man. But he helping Nas out. Pusha T, he helping him out. Everything is Pusha T, man. Come on, man. That's messed up. That's real messed up. But it's all good.
You know what I like most about the beat for Fire? Because I just found out that apparently Andre 3000 helped produce this.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Him and Cudi are cool. People were really mad that Cudi performed at the Outkast at last concert when they did their reunion in 2014. Mm-hmm. But people don't understand, like, Cudi and 3 Stacks are cool. 3 Stacks was on that last Cudi album, The Pink Chest.
Oh yeah, yeah. Man, I feel like I've been like on like a like I feel like since Man on the Moon. I don't know how I missed so much.
Yeah, Kid Cudi, I was even listening. Once I heard about Kids See Ghosts, I started listening to Speed and Bullet to Heaven. I started listening to maybe that's why I like Free so much, because that sample is a rock sample and Speed and Bullet to Heaven is all rock sample. You know?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I missed a lot. I got more fucking acting references from Kid Cudi for the last 6 years than actual music.
Yeah, you out here watching Need for Speed, the movie, like a crazy person when you be listening to some good music.
I was watching How to Make It in America. I thought that would get another season. It didn't, but...
Oh, yeah, you were super tripping. I knew they weren't coming back when the whole season's about them making jeans, and then you see the jeans, and they just some Supreme jeans. I'm like, man, y'all ain't even make y'all own jeans for this show? Y'all ain't even get the people who made them to make y'all own? All right. Nah. I don't feel pain anymore, though. I feel free. I'm good.
Fire.
Hey,
Kanye says,
I feel free. Party Next Door says, I feel not Party Next Door.
It's Ty Dolla
$ign. Ty Dolla.
Yo, did you see Anthony Hamilton's on here?
I can't even say his name like that no more. Thanks a lot, Issa, right? Ty Dolla $ign says, I feel free. Cudi says, I am free.
And Anthony Hamilton has it just to like, free, like that one. I didn't know he was on here either.
That's Anthony Hamilton?
Yes, yeah, that's what it says, Ty Dolla $ign and Anthony Hamilton.
Dang, but the Hamiltons couldn't make it to Wyoming.
Nah.
This is one ticket.
Yo, the Hamiltons are dope, though.
The Hamiltons are dope, but they did not make it to Wyoming.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is such a fucking Cudi song.
Charlene was there.
All right, I got to move. I got to wait. I might have to. Oh, man. I hate you, man. Charlene reference in 2018.
Hey. If you got any old black people in your life, you know all about Charlene. All right, we got to move on to Saha's favorite song, Reborn.
Oh, shit, no, I was going to say one thing about fire, because this is only, I'm not
You're
even sure.
You still on fire.
No, because I got to get one reference in here. This beat, I think I love it because it's fucking beat. All right, I don't know if you know this, but the show Westworld, they sampled Runaway for their soundtrack. And this song is such a, like, the beat is kind of got, like, I'm not, it's not really, like, Western. It's just kind of got, like, tribal. I think it's the tribal thing. I'm telling you, like, this beat is such, I could see this going on that show on a bunch. I think it's, I like the song so much because I see this beat just, like, man, I can see it everywhere. I think I'm in love with the beat, but we can go to Reborn because this is fucking my actual favorite song on the album. This is like this is the anthem, like, where I can play this every day for sure.
Yeah, it's a great, like, if you've been working out and then you on the cool down, like, you know what I'm saying, the end of your workout, that's when you put that Reborn on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you get that motivation. Like, that's a good wake up in the morning. You know, you need to get out of bed. You hit the snooze button. You play that Reborn.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
This is all right. I mean, I don't know. This is when you go back up. I want all the this rain. I want all the... Oh, man.
I want all the smoke.
All the smoke.
Call me Mr. Chimney. I want smoke.
Oh, man. Some of these lines are pretty dope. Cardio audio, let me jog your brain. That's fucking dope, dog. I don't care.
Yeah. Yo, shout out to Pimp C out here at Summer Jam.
Yeah, Summer Jam, they reached a new low this year.
They got a hologram, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, they couldn't afford a hologram. They're just like... Just throw Bumby out there, and we'll call him Pimp C, and maybe they won't know the difference.
How you type that? I understand if you said it. If you said it on the mic, I get it. But that means, like, you typed it. You type underground, lowercase kings, and you type Pimp C.
That was great. I mean...
On the official... clearly, whoever normally does the Twitter was busy. Clearly,
he was at Summer Jam.
He was
enjoying the show.
He was cutting Timberland sleeves off. Boy, oh man, where is Mike Brown? Wait till Mike Brown sees what Timberland tried to play in his beat battle. Did you see the beat battle?
I saw the beat battle. I liked it. He started out not so great. I'll tell you. I think
Timberland was out there bombing. Luckily, he's a legend. Luckily, he got some great beats.
Yeah,
What did he try to play something at the end, and it was like,
He played fucking Headsprung.
Yeah.
He finished with Headsprung.
They call me Big Ellen. Like, nah.
Oh, man. That was.
You know what? The thing is, Timberland, I don't think Timberland got his best stuff. All the Timberland and Magoo, all that Aaliyah stuff. It's like
he only did one Aaliyah song.
Lawyer stuff. He can't do it.
He was doing slow songs in the beginning too.
And you know, Swiss is ready. Cause, like, Swiss just body just blazed. So he's already knows how to, like, do a beat battle for an audience.
Yeah, he's already a showman. You know what I'm saying? It's like the guy who was actually playing the songs for Timberland was doing more like, you know, what's up? Timberland just like, hey, get a photo of me because you might not see me. Like, I don't know. He was just doing shit like that. It was cool, but I was like, come on, Tim. Like, I hope they do like the real one. I feel like this might have been just a teaser. But yeah, you gotta come harder than that.
Yeah. Yeah, because which kind of knew where he was. Swiss Beatz knew where he was.
Yeah.
Cause he played the what you call it? He played that Remy Ma song. Put your right hand up, put your left hand up. It's whatever. That's only gonna get across at Summer Jam. You can't play that everywhere. That is a very New York specific song.
That's true. I mean, no, Swiss. I think Tim came back at that with like the jump off.
Oh yeah, he had the jump off. Yeah.
Like he has stuff in his pocket. That's why the beginning was like, what are you doing?
He got plenty of stuff. He just, I don't know. He's, you know, Timberland got plenty of stuff. I was like, play, get the dirt off your shoulders, and then you played it. I was like, yeah.
It took too long to get there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we do have to check it with Mike Brown. I got to see what he thinks. Oh, man. Is this your king? Is this your king?
Is this your king?
With the dad hat on. Is this your king?
Man. And then, you know, LeBron James going to play Reborn when he decides where he's going to go. That's the
song he gonna... Yo, he should just do it. He should just like put like whatever hat he should just do it. What's the dude from the Eagles doing where he's only talking to reporters with a sign? He just put the sign up with the team name and just play the song.
I'm moving forward. Yeah. Oh, man.
LeBron's definitely not going to
LA. He can't do that because Cuddy from Cleveland. That would be.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Let's go send him back to towards the dark path. We don't want that.
Yeah. Let's see. Kids see ghosts sometimes. How long ago you think they made that song?
I mean,
you think that was the first one they made, or how did they? You know, I wonder how long did they know that was the name of the group, the album, the song.
Well, it's remember fun when you we got have all that. we got photo evidence. We know when Most was in Wyoming. Like they had.
It was like July of last year, right?
Was it last? No, I thought it was this year.
Oh, this year? Okay.
But like,
Ty Dolla $ign recorded. He tweeted that he recorded with Cuddy last year, right?
Yeah. But he said it on like it was a like last year. He said it was his goal to record with Cuddy, and then he like when within the past year he got to.
Yeah.
So maybe that's
okay.
That might be where we get, I guess that from. But I was so happy to fucking hear his voice just show up at all. I just feel like, I don't know, I haven't heard of him in so long. And that was just dope for me. I just miss Mos Def, man. And then this is when you're like, this is, yeah, I guess it's probably one. This is probably the most Kanye, like to Kanye to Cuddy ratio. Cause then. Like Cuddy just kind of like repeats the chorus, and then Kanye has a dope verse on this song.
Oh yeah,
yeah. This is a song where it's like it took me long enough to rap on this strong enough. This is at that Bible line. I actually love that whole section.
Yeah,
constantly repenting because I'll never listen.
Would you switch that out for Ghost Town?
On Ye?
Like, yeah, make a trade. So then get people excited for Kids See Ghosts on Ye, and then put Ghost Town on Kids See Ghosts.
I mean, I have the theory. This is me that Ghost Town was supposed to be on this album and made its way to Ye's album. I wouldn't mind. I mean, I don't know what I would. I don't know. The thing is, it's such like it's so heavy. It's such a standout on Ye's album. It's hard to say, like, would you take it off? Like, I don't know. Because, like, what is that album without Ghost Town?
Yeah.
But I could see it. I would, like, you know, if I got a playlist, you know, I'll definitely squeeze Ghost Town into a playlist with Kids See Ghosts because it just, you know, it makes sense.
Oh, that. Yeah.
It makes so
Once
much
we
sense.
We have that. All the songs, I'm going to start blending them all into different playlists.
That's cool. Yeah, that's gotta be the next mission. It's gonna be.
Yeah,
I feel like all Pusha T songs get in.
Yeah, man. What'd you think about Cuddy Montage?
Cuddy Montage is, I love the middle a lot. I love when when the chorus hits, I don't know. This is like top Cuddy, Kid Cuddy hums for me. Like when it's like Cuddy and Mr. Hudson,
mm-hmm.
And then
I want a Cuddy humming album. When's that coming out?
It exists, man.
Kids not allowed to talk. When's that coming out?
Cause like kids go to sleep.
Yeah.
This is that's the one I peeped this. You, I feel like Kanye definitely like redid this verse right before the album came out, right?
Probably.
I mean,
they said that Pusha's verse got in the day before the album came out.
That could make sense. Yeah, because I'm just thinking, like, you don't get this Alice Johnson line unless you, like, just, like, she just got out of jail.
Yeah. I think it's dope. I don't know why people are so upset. Like, he can't go and make, you know, spend a lot of time later and make another album. Like, why not just put out, you know, it's a whole thing. These
people
these
upset about what?
Never, people are acting like they keep comparing these albums to other albums. And it's just a thing that he's doing that, you know, I don't know. To me, it's on some like, you know, the Prince made the Black Album and he was rapping on there. He was doing all kind of stuff. It's 87. It never came out because he just felt like people didn't get it, you know, and maybe issues with Warner Brothers or whatever. It didn't come out till like 93. It feels like that. It feels like, you know, let's shake it up. Let's do something different. Yes, albums are normally an hour and they're normally, you know, a bunch of tracks. But I don't know. This is fun.
No, these albums
have been really fun.
Yo, I feel like these albums are, to me, all about vibes. It's all about creating or simulating or introducing people to a vibe. So,
yeah.
And I think the easiest way to get that and not lose people is you have to make it, you know, that's, I think that's part of where Seven Tracks comes from, because
yeah,
if you get the people there, you keep them there, and then you don't lose them because it's only seven tracks.
I think Teyana Taylor is going to have what people want. Like what y'all want.
They want those dance tracks.
They want them dance tracks. They want lyrics that they can, you know, I feel like this is probably the most out there. And I think that these albums are a reflection of Kanye's career. So, you know what I'm saying? Since people like narrative, you know, no shots, no shade. Okay. The first album, Kanye's producing for Pusha T, right? It's Kanye beats, but right. It's like gangster rap. Then Kanye goes solo. You got Ye. Then Kanye has Cudi change his sound, kind of like 808s. You got Kid See Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know what I'm saying, Kanye gets to work with his heroes, kind of like Watch the Throne, Nas. Then you got the future, Teyana Taylor.
That's the way better than a performance art theory, man. That was on point.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. You know, you can say that after everything I say on this podcast. But
all right. That's it. No more. Try to say one
yeah,
nice
man.
Thing.
I mean, it's true. You know what I'm saying? The listeners know. They know. Shout out to the yaysayers, man.
Shout
the
out.
The most incredible to force in the universe.
We got, ooh. I got to look up something real quick.
Okay.
No.
Did you know why a montage is called montage?
No.
Apparently, montage samples an album that Kurt Cobain made in his house called something montage. So it's like a reference to a sample, and the sample is an album that Kurt Cobain made at the house, and like it didn't come out till after he died.
Well, that's new. I knew it was a Kurt Cobain sample, like a song. I didn't know it was that deep. All right.
Yeah.
Because I heard the Kurt Cobain song, I think like the beat immediately is samples. I think the song is, what is it? Is it The Rain? Is that what it is?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, no. It's Burn the Rain. That's the song. This is, I mean, I don't, it's like all these beats are great. It's like there's no misses with these beats, man. Not a one. Like I can't think of all three albums that came out. This is another thing like you get when you only have seven tracks. Like think of how many songs, you know, that are double this. Some of them fucking triple this now, and it's just like, somebody missed one. Or this could have been left up.
Yeah, what if Chris Brown would have broke up that project and put it out over 2 months?
Oh, but how many songs did he have? What was it, like 48?
Yeah.
Ugh. Who has time for that? And there's no way those are all hits. I haven't even heard it, so I don't even know. But nah.
You don't even know. There might be collections of it that are like that you love, but you don't know because you'd have to go through a whole thing. Like, it might be a better way of consuming music, especially if you're like, I'm not in this mode for a whole album, but I'm in this mode for 20. I can give you 20 minutes. I can give you 20 minutes of this mode and 20 minutes of that mode and 20 minutes of that mode. You know, I feel like by the end of this, whatever you love about Kanye, you're going to get at least some of, you know?
Yeah, I can see that.
You want your sped up sample, you're going to get it. You want your, chopped up Nina Simone, you're going to get it. You want your experimental, you're going to get it. You want your misogyny, you're going to get it. You want your crazy what just happened, you're going to get it. You want your introspective, sweet, you're going to get it. Whatever you want, you're going to get it. I promise. After the next two, it's going to be like, you want your produce for Brandy, produce for Demita Joe, for Janet Jackson, You Don't Know My Name for Alicia Keys, you're going to get that.
We didn't get our last call, though.
Hey, man.
We got it. You could argue.
Yeah, we did.
You could argue, I thought about killing you. We could argue that.
Man, he should do a new last call where he's like, yeah, man, it was me. Candace Owens was in the room. Harvey was in the room. Dude with the dreads was in the room. Ben was in the room. And that's when I was like, slavery sounds like a choice,
I do not want to hear that over a beat. No.
Everybody was looking at me crazy. I was like, you can still get on streaming.
And then Van kind of yelled at me. And then, that's when I was like, wow, man, I gotta apologize. So I walked over. It was no way.
I know there was a black man around the corner. He put his Gucci hat over his head. He was just like, ooh, I'm a child.
Oh, man.
We're idiots, man. Let's talk about the most important thing that happened this weekend, dog. Neo's album.
Wait, are you joking? Is it real Neo?
Yes,
album?
I have not. No, there is a real Neo album. I haven't listened to it.
Because Georgia Smith came out. Shout out to fucking Georgia Smith. Her album is amazing.
Who? Jaden Smith?
Georgia Smith.
Who is Georgia Smith?
I'm glad the motorcycle came at that moment.
Who? I'm moving forward, man. who's Georgia Smith?
What are you talking about? The singer.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
No, man. That ain't even more important, man. Gotta have a feud. I'm talking about that Family Feud, bruh.
Yeah. Kind of a letdown, if I do say so myself.
It wasn't a letdown.
Actually, you know what it is? That's not true at all. I will say I wasn't as interested.
Chris was good. Chris Mom was really good. The topics. I didn't really like the topics. I thought the topics were a little whack.
Yeah, this was one that was like, you know what it was? They put up too many commercials during the NBA finals to make you think like, I guess I should be watching this. And then you watch it.
That's
and you're
the
like,
whole point.
And then you watch it. That's and the you're whole like, point. Nah, I didn't really care much about this at all. I mean, yeah, they raise money for charity.
It's Sunday off season programming. You know what I'm saying? No one wants their big time show. Summertime on Sunday, when it's hot outside and people are outside cooking and grilling, and that's when you put up celebrity diving. Remember they had celebrities diving.
I don't remember
you
that.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what that's I do wish? Dancing, bring
that's
back
where
Wipeout.
That's where the stars came from.
Bring back Wipeout. If there was the Kardashians and Kanye doing Wipeout, I would have definitely watched that shit.
You haven't lived till you've seen Kareem Abdul-Jabbar try to die.
Oh man, what year? No, I don't. What year was that?
I would want to say 2011, maybe 2010.
Okay, this is when he was trying to help Dwight get better, and it wasn't working.
Yeah, and Dwight probably wasn't listening to him because he was diving on national television.
Nah, man, I'm not gonna listen to you. You in here with a speedo? Get out of here.
I'm just gonna save my money, and hopefully, my house doesn't catch on fire. So yeah, man, Family Feud. The worst part, the most anticlimactic part, was the fact that Kanye and Kim, spoiler alert, didn't win, but still got to do Fast Money.
Yeah, I guess.
It was like, yeah, Khloé and Kendall are famous enough to do Fast Money. That just felt weird.
No, you can't. That had to be part of like the contract. Like, it's no. you go have Kim and Kanye watch Khloé and Kendall do Fast Money.
They lost.
Yeah, but you know, who are we mostly here for?
I don't know, man. I feel like Jay Prince told Kendall and Khloé that you know, although they have a great Fast Money, you know, they're not gonna put it out because they're not gonna mess with the pigs and the pig style, whatever that means.
Yeah, rolling with the pig. I feel like Jay Prince has now become a great excuse for everybody. For, you know, I can't engage. Jay Prince told me I can't.
Yeah. If I was in school right now, if you're in school, you don't have your homework, Jay Prince told you, like, I do have a response to this essay question.
Yeah, I didn't ignore it. It's actually the great, it's actually an essay that could help your, it could save your career.
It would end your career.
You would be.
You would be promoted.
You would be principal. Because you taught me how to write this good.
Yeah.
But Jay Prince said, you don't need to be rolling in there with them pigs. And I didn't really understand what he meant, but it's scary.
I didn't get it, you know?
But, you know, so, but it's fire. It's fire. It's a fire essay.
What if Jay Prince is just a vegan? Like, people don't even understand. He's just saying, I don't eat pork. I don't know what you guys are
It's a religious thing, you know? Pigs are dirty animals.
Hey, if you guys know Jay Prince or know his Twitter handle, don't tweet him that we're saying anything about him.
Yeah.
Okay?
There's no.
I don't know why everyone's scared of him. I'm really confused. He seems like a nice guy, you know, an older fellow who also has an older barber who knows exactly, you know, how to cut a man's hair that's 50 years old. You know what I'm saying? He definitely has like the old school Manny Fresh going
See,
on.
See, no, you don't have to do that, Rob. You don't have to do that. I'm not trying to get no tweet talking about where you at.
What?
Where y'all at? Where y'all record the podcast?
I don't get it. I really don't get it. I really don't get what's happening. But it is scary that there's a dude who's like a older man that everyone is afraid of. It is hilarious.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, is that the first time you hear it? You're like, yo, respect the OGs. But this level.
But this is another level where, like, no one, like, all our outspoken, I'm going to get the soundbite moment. I'm going to say that, like, no one, everyone is just like, yo, all right.
Like, well, 50 Cent ain't even did a clown. He ain't clown nothing. 50 Cent ain't made, like, a side tweet or nothing. He would usually laugh at something like this. Nothing.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, and then the crazy part is, Drake is so big, Drake is so popular, that it's not even, like so many people know about Jay Prince that would have never known about him. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like that book was on his Microsoft Word for years. Years. And then finally this Drake beef happened and he was like, all right, in case of emergency, I'll go on a book tour. Hey, anything ever goes wrong with you, Drake, don't worry. We got the book tour ready, okay? You just let me know. I'll hit send. I would send out the book.
Like, think about the title of the book. It's called The Art and Science of Respect. Come on, man. If this if that ain't perfect, like
When Quentin Miller happened, that's when he started typing.
Yeah. I mean, it's the perfect formula, but goddamn. Like, he got like every it's a chokehold. This dude most people don't even know about has you the beef of the fucking decade. Of like, fuck it. I mean, yeah, pretty much. This of the new era of rap everything.
The beef of the decade is Lonzo Ball and Kyle Kuzma. All
right, but I haven't even heard it yet, but it's guaranteed LeBron's not going to the Lakers now.
Kylie Kuzma is hilarious.
That's the name of the song?
It's the all right track, yeah.
Kuz going to get him.
Kuz is probably going to destroy Lonzo.
I mean, I feel like on Twitter, Kuzma does a he's Kuzma don't hold back on Twitter, so I feel like he might.
The NBA is gonna get so silly now that Swaggy P has a ring. People are gonna just do it.
Yeah, that used to be a thing that coaches could be in the huddle to be like, "Hey, stop fooling around." Or you were like, you gonna be like Nick Young, you gonna have a ring, and now everybody's gonna be like, "Well, Nick Young has a ring, and he's got a bottle of champagne." Like, you know, Gilbert Arenas.
Nick Young
Gilbert Arenas did it all. Show
Gilbert Arenas is coming back. He's coming back.
Gilbert Arenas is going to show up and just clown Nick Young for having a ring. That's going to be fucking hilarious. He's going to be stepping on his couch. You fucking champion ass, corny ass. Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, this is going to be... Surgical Summer is just going to end up being about NBA offseason.
Dissecting the NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all it's going to be, and I'm here for it.
All right. Anything else, man? Hey, y'all stop asking for emergency episodes, all right?
If you guys are listening to these, then you know every week there's a new episode. What would you rather hear? Would you rather hear us having heard the album one time and then talking about it, or actually getting the chance to process and learn and like ingest this shit? You don't want the emergency album. You really don't. It's going to be like, well, it's going to be 20 minutes. It's going to be shorter than the fucking albums, and it's just going to be us. We're going to be late. Some new shit's going to happen the next day, and you're going to be like, why ain't y'all talking about this? Well, you were impatient, and you didn't wait, and this is what you get.
I'm sorry, James Fauntleroy. We didn't have time to talk about you on this episode. You know, maybe next time.
I mean, he's got opinions about Ghost Town. But we'll get, maybe next time.
Maybe next time. Who knows?
Next week we got it's gonna be it's Nas. Nas is first, right?
Nas is like, yeah.
Nas. Next week. Maybe we'll have a special guest talk about Nas.
All right, we're gonna let you finish, but that's the Bookie A podcast.
Fuck you, man. we'll be back next week, brand new episode. Rob, you got anything coming up you wanna talk about, promote?
Check my nah.
Oh, I'm just gonna plug. If you're in New York City, we got a super dope lineup June 30th. Auntie's House, my semi monthly show that we do is a house party and comedy show. Get tickets for that. Just go Circus Daniels or my website. You'll find it. And that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody. Peace.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.